His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a fairly decent day today with a high near 45 degrees. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. As we reported yesterday on air, Region 1 parents and caregivers received a note from the Region 1 superintendent to inform them about an emergence of COVID-19 cases in North Canaan. Since last Friday, 13 individuals, students and staff, tested positive for COVID-19 at the North Canaan Elementary School. They're closely monitoring the situation in North Canaan as well as all the schools and will keep close contact with the medical advisors and Torrington Area Health District, ensuring they're taking appropriate precautions to keep everybody safe. They thank parents, grandparents, and other students for remaining vigilant regarding possible exposure to COVID-19 and keeping children at home when they're not feeling well. Contact a school nurse if you need a home test kit or if your children or anyone in your household develop any COVID-19 symptoms. The Planning and Zoning Commission in Salisbury is examining the results of a survey they took. They heard about a need for improved broadband, protection of natural resources and affordable housing, and concerns about the tax rate and Sharon Hospital closing in the results of that survey. They sent the survey to residents in preparation for creating the town's next plan of conservation and development. Land use official Abby Conroy said there were 681 respondents. Residents were asked whether they would be willing to volunteer on boards or commissions. Only 12 said they would. Several respondents said they were pleased with the town's government, but Chairman Michael Clemens noted an equal number were neutral or displeased. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, a state bill would make fake vaccine cards a misdemeanor. State Representative Rosa C. Rambias of Norfolk is sympathetic to anybody desperate enough to forge a COVID-19 vaccination card to see a loved one in a hospital, nursing home, or other health setting. While Rambias draws a line on the criminal forgery, she declined to vote for a Judiciary Committee bill that would create a new misdemeanor offense of forging COVID-19 vaccination cards. Quote, no one is condoning forgery. No one wants forgery, end quote, she said. But she said the legislation is punishing unvaccinated people who may be unable to pay for a COVID-19 test required to visit loved ones in hospitals, nursing homes, or other health care facilities. Well, Sandy Hook families have rejected the Jones settlement offer. InfoWars host Alex Jones offered to pay $120,000 per plaintiff to resolve a lawsuit by relatives of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims who said he defamed them by asserting the massacre never happened, according to court filings on Tuesday. That offer was quickly rejected by the families. A Connecticut judge found Jones liable for damages in November, and that trial is planned to determine how much he should pay the families. The plaintiffs said they have been subjected to harassment and death threats from Jones' followers because of the hoax conspiracy promoted on his show. More controversy at the Great Barrington Airport. Some neighbors now questioning its legality. Two neighbors had won a butter of the airport are challenging the legality of the airport and want the town to scale back its operations in a way that would essentially shut it down. Their request in November that the town use a law to restrict the airport's functioning came roughly 2 months before its owner, Berkshire Aviation Enterprises, began officially seeking planning board approvals to raise its 1950s-era office and rebuild one on the same footprint. The Zoning Board of Appeals on April 5th will hear an appeal brought by abutter Holly Hammer and Seacon Crossroad residents Ann Fredericks and Mark Fasto. The three are challenging the building inspector's February 1st decision in which he does not find the airport in violation of zoning laws. Their attorney, Thaddeus Hauer, is diving deeper into the law. The airport's owner, Rick Solon, referred questions about this to his attorney. Egan said that Solon believes the buildings are protected by the statutes of limitations and the abutters, quote, would essentially like to create an environment in which the airport fails to function, end quote. Also adding on, quote, the appellants would like to regulate it out of existence, end quote. This is the latest in the controversy in which some abutters and neighbors want to clamp down on noise and machinery they say cut into their peace and stoke their fears. Others counter that the airport is an important asset and an economic force and a historical gem. A reminder, going on in Salisbury today, one final day, Taconic Road from Route 44 to Beaver Dam Road will be closed from 7:30 till 4 p.m. for tree removal. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find lunch specials and dinner specials 7 days a week. Of course, you'll also find them on the web, interlakenin.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,294.19. The NASDAQ at 14,619.64. And the S&P 500 at 4631.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.